Okay, so yesterday we discussed the mitzvah of Sevachas Yantif in the Rambam, when we say for HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Nundalad, where the Rambam first discusses Shalmei Chagiga, then Aliyah LeRegel, and then Shalmei Simcha. We noted that the Rambam has four different elements of Simcha Midaraisa. First is Shalmei Simcha, but then the Rambam discusses that a person has to have a sense of Simcha V'tuv Lev and Yantif, so in Simcha V'basar, in Simcha L'Bayayin. And then it's Banav of Nebesa of Eregel, and then finally, but last but certainly not least, it's the Aniyim and the Chalashim and the Umlalim, and we took quoted from the Rambam in Hilchos Yantif in Perek Vav, where we saw that the Rambam says that the last one is Ma'akev, any kiyum of the mitzvah of Simcha, and we explained, because if the Rav is correct, and it's not an if, so that means that the kiyum shebalev of Simcha is to be lifnei Hashem, which requires an extra level of lihidamos l'shchina, l'hachayos ruach shefalim, l'hachayos lev nidkai. So let's now talk about a specific aspect of Simcha moving into Chag HaSukkos. So we have ach b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i be'os b'chemes tzua sa'aretz. It's an auspicious time. Tachogu es Chag Hashem shivas yamim. We try to direct that Simcha to Hashem. Bayom arishon shabason v'yom hashmini shabason. And in this context, ulakachtem machem bayom arishon creates hadar kapos kemarim vanaf etzavos ve'arvei nachal usmachtem lifnei Hashem lokechem shivas yamim. That bounty that you reap vas bechem es tevuas haaretz. So one should rejoice with that in Hashem's presence. And then again, v'chagosem oso chag Hashem shivas yamim 777. So, and then interestingly, at that point, and only at that point, Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamim Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshuvu Basukos. The Rashbam is such a beautiful interpretation. He says the Chag HaSukkos is meant to mitigate to some extent the joy of the Chag HaSif, that a person shouldn't be a kochi ve'otzem yadi. So we'll try to develop that within the Rambam a little bit as well. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah has what you would expect. This is in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shofar, Sukkah V'Lulav. So the Rambam explains there the way that you would normally expect. There's no reason not to take it on Shabbos. There's no malacha. There's nothing to be concerned about. If we make that shavad, or not, then also b'chol yom v'yom yishivas yimei achag shenemar usmach in name Hashem okeichem. So 99.999, repeating 9% of the earth's mass. So you take it for one day. L'kachtam v'chama yom arishon. And then if usmach in name Hashem okeichem yishivas yom, you have to be the mikdash. So then you take it for 7 days. And oh, by the way, chal yom haShabbos yos besoch yimei achag. So the Rambam says the dominant halacha is the halacha of the gvulin. That's what he presents first. That's what the Torah presents first. And that halacha is so dominant, even impacts the mikdash. Because if there's no halacha, if you're in Tinek, if you're in New Rochelle, to take the lulav on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so that meant that before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so they made a takana, Zecher LeMikdash. So the original scheme of the Torah, once the rabbis introduced some concern for Shabbos, was that, you know what, if you're in the Mikdash on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so the Gevulin really dominate the Mikdash, and therefore you're not going to take the lulav on that day. But if the first day fell out on Shabbos, the mitzvah d'oraisa would certainly carry the day over this gezerah of Shema Yaviru Arba'amos Rishus HaRabim. So again, the Mishnah Torah reads exactly as how you would expect it to read, with the predominance being ulakachtem b'chama yom arishon. So very famously, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam comes from a different angle. Hu shetzivanu lita lulav lismoach bo lifnei Hashem shivas yamim. Oh, by the way, on 99.9, repeating 9% of the earth's mass, so you only have to take it for one day. But I'll present the mitzvah as the mitzvah of taking it for 7 days in the mikdash. Ulam, b'shara ratzos, yom rishon levad, heim chayavin ba'minatara. mitzvah zoe nashim chayavos ba, you might have thought it's like matzah, but it's not. So in any event, it's a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. So what is going on for the Rambam? It's very strange, right? The Mishnah Torah, it's like the Rambam says it how you would expect. And in the Minyan HaKatzar, he says similarly, Litolulam Shinerma Lakachtan Lachama Yom Arishon. So how are we to understand what the Rambam is driving at in the Sefer HaMitzvos? Why in the Sefer HaMitzvos does he present it as if the primary din is the take it for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash? What was driving that perspective in the Sefer HaMitzvos? Okay, so maybe we could try to look a little bit more carefully at the language of the Rambam and maybe draw the conclusion that there's no stira at all. And on the contrary, that one can actually discern within the Rambam a very consistent approach. Okay, so if we go for just a moment to a different text, the Kasav HaShlishi. So the Rambam writes in the Koseres of Hilchos Shofar Sukkah V'Lulav, Lito Lulav B'Mikdash Kol Shivas Yimei HaChag. Again, when the Rambam actually gets up to paskening the halacha of Mitzvahs Lulav Linato V'Yom Rishon Shel Chag Levad, B'chol Makom B'chol Zman. So again, in the Koseres, the Rambam was emphasizing the role of lulav in the Mikdash, like in the Sefer HaMitzvos. But if you look carefully in the Sefer HaMitzvos, so I think the Rambam's language there is the critical factor. So what did the Rambam say in terms of his presentation of the mitzvah and the Sefer HaMitzvos? He didn't focus so much on the netila, but there the Rambam focused on a different aspect of the mitzvah. Shetzivanu lito lulav v'lismoach bo lifnei Hashem shivas yamin. The lulav is always a cheftza of simcha. The Gemara in Pesachim says, Efshar Yisrael shochten pischeihem notlim lulaveyen ve'enan omrim shira. It's always a chefta that's associated with simcha and halal, as the Torah presents it, be'os pechemes tevuas ha'aretz. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos wanted to emphasize this dimension of the mitzvah of lulav, of simcha, and it was natural then that he chose to express the simcha dimension, usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. The Rambam emphasized that the simcha of lulav, which is always a chafetz of simcha, no matter where you are, that simcha takes on much greater. The mikdash allows that simcha to express itself sevenfold. Being lifnei Hashem, being in that proximity, takes whatever simcha we might experience ba'as bechemes tevuas haaretz for a day and expands it sevenfold, because it takes us away from mere material simcha to the simcha v'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, building off of what we said yesterday, that the ultimate simcha is not achilas basar u'shesiyas yayin, but the ultimate simcha, as the Rav said, is the kim shebolev of sensing that one is lifnei Hashem. This will have a major impact on our simchas beis hashoeva discussion tomorrow. The Rambam quotes the same pasuk. And in that mikdash, one is able then, like the Rashbam says, that the Chag HaSukkos ensures that the Chag HaAsif doesn't run wild. So the mikdash is able to magnify and multiply the lulav as a chefta shel simcha on a deraisa level from Yom HaRishon to Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim. And that I think reads so beautifully into the pasuk, lakachtem lachem, right? Kol echad ve'echad mikem. Bayom arishon priyetz hadar kapos tamarim anafes elas v'arvei nachal. Ah, but if you're lifnei Hashem, So then that joy is transcendent and is able to carry on. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim. So if you want to discuss it from the perspective of Netilas Lulav, you probably emphasize, as the Rambam did, in the Yad HaChazaka, so the mitzvah's netila is more prominent in terms of the gvulin. The simcha perspective, so that is far more prominent. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim. Parenthetically, the Chizkuni notes that this is, again, one of the rayas of the independence and the integrity of each and every one of the days of Chag HaSukkos. So the Chizkuni comments on this pasuk, Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim lefisha kol yom vayom chag bifnei atzmo v'akarbanos mochichen. That part of the celebration of each and every day, very fascinating, is the karban proves it, right, is that the lulav of day one, the lulav of day two, the lulav of day three is a celebration of a unique day. So just like the karbanos, which are in the mikdash, express the independent identity of the chag each and every day, so too the lulav in the mikdash is part of that scheme. This is the parenthetical note about how the Chizkuni understood each day's identity separate in the mikdash, emphasized by the korbanos, emphasized by netilas lulav kol shiva. For the Rambam, I think it's more din in simcha, which is multiplied with nehashem.